I sound great. It's the Indigo Girls live from the Museum of TV and Radio here on FUV. And you look great too. Feeling good, happy and stuff?
Yeah.
Everybody's looking good and happy?
Yeah. Feeling grateful to have a career. Honestly.
Me too.
I mean, you know, it's tougher out there. The whole landscape has changed. The corporate control of radio, as you well know, FUV, you know, thank you for being who you are in this world. And, you know, when we're out there, and I just think we have the best fans in the world, and they keep us going, and I'm just really, really thankful. There are a lot of bands that are struggling. They're trying to have families or just eke out a living, and so I'm feeling good because I'm feeling grateful. It's awesome.
Well, it's amazing, too, because when you guys first started, you were met with some pretty exciting success. Now, the fact that you've maintained that over the course of years is really incredible, and really puts you in your own league, I think.
We're lucky. Mm-hmm. I mean, we wax and wane, you mm-hmm. know, on industry standards, definitely more waning than waxing, probably. but as far as music goes, you know, and the excitement of how we feel about our writing or the projects that we do, it's just, there's always new possibilities, you know, and it seems like we have so many great friends around us and so many great musicians around us and people in our community that keep challenging us, and we challenge each other, and activists in our world that, you know, are catalysts. Because if you have a good, if you're engaged in the community, there's a reason to try to get better at what you do, you know, mm-hmm. beyond just the making money or fame or any of that stuff. It's the idea of the power of the world if everybody's trying harder, you know.
Well, music is such an important part of that,
yeah.
you know, for us,
yeah.
who, you know.
It's a great healing force. Yeah.
But it is also amazing when you stop to think about it, like, Rolling Stones, like, there's so many artists that they've made, like, a crappy record when times were bad and stuff, but you guys have never done that.
Yeah, we have.
You know, there's never been, like...
We've done it.
Oh, no. There's never been, like, the Indigo Girls disco album or anything, you know?
No, but now that you say that... I mean, what's wrong with disco, right?
There was one thing. Last time you guys were in town, you played a show at the Bottom Line, which turned up on the DVD portion of the new album for mm-hmm. those who have it. But the time before that, when you played in New York City, all the lights went out. So I, for one, am grateful today that the lights did not go out today.
Us too.
That was a neat experience, though. There was a generator at the show so those brave souls who made it there. We did play a little show, and then we rescheduled it and did the full-on power thing, but. That was the first time I've ever seen the stars in New York City.
That's
and it was
so cool.
Amazing.
Pete Fornatel has a question.
Oh, Pete.
Come on, Pete.
The legendary.
Yeah.
It's more of a statement than a question. At the risk of appearing immodest, I just want to say what a pleasure it has been for me to have been the first person to play your records on the air in New York when Strange Fire was on your own independent label.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And to watch you grow and blossom into what you've become today. Thank you.
Thanks Pete.
That's we appreciated
nice.
That.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Pete.
I guess the only thing I could add to that is, Amy. Emily, yeah. Will you marry me?
It's not legal here, is it?
We don't. What's
not yet?
It's hard to keep up with what's happening in every city and state right now. So let's do it
just
anyway.
Just thought I'd ask.
Let's talk when they pass the laws protecting gay marriage.
A little civil disobedience goes a long way, right, Rita?
Yes, indeed.
All right, we'll do it.
All right.
We got one more song for y'all. Thanks so much for being with us.
Y'all sing with us. All right.